This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's August jobs report just out this morning shows the U.S. economy added 1.4 million non-farm jobs last month, slightly more than the 1.35 million jobs economists surveyed by Bloomberg had been expecting. The unemployment rate fell sharply to 8.4% from 10.2% in July. Seven police officers in Rochester, New York are suspended 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. Just released body cam video shows the officers covering Daniel Prude's head and holding him down until he stopped breathing. His daughter, Tashira Prude, says the family wants the officers charged with murder.
I don't agree with this at all. I feel like this is wrong, this is unjust, and this has happened too many times.
The medical examiner ruled Prude's death as a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The White House says President Trump's comments about voting twice in North Carolina this week were taken out of context. That's according to Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who told a briefing that the president does not condone any unlawful voting. The president had suggested that North Carolina voters send in mail-in ballots early and then try to vote again in person to make sure that their ballots are counted. President Trump continuing personal attacks on his Democratic opponent in November, Joe Biden, while speaking at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, yesterday.
Did you ever see a man that likes a mask as much as him? And then he makes a speech and he always has it, not always, but a lot of times he has it hanging down. Because you know what? It gives him a feeling of security. If I were a psychiatrist, right? No, I'd say this guy's got some big issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican. He made the remarks while speaking in North Carolina yesterday as part of a Life Wins tour. He said the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this November is dramatic, citing their differences on the issue of abortion. Rapper Kanye West will not be on the November ballots in Arizona or Virginia. Court rulings in the two states yesterday saying the rapper cannot appear as a presidential candidate, as in Virginia, a judge said some supporter pledges were not acquired legally, and in Arizona there were also issues with West's presidential electors. Cam Newton will officially be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when the NFL season begins. The team says Newton won a three-way battle to be Tom Brady's replacement. Brady now plays for Tampa Bay. Newton led the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl in 2015 and signed a one-year deal with the Patriots over the winter. And Taco Bell says goodbye to more of its menu. The fast food chain announcing five more items will be disappearing come November. including a fan favorite, Mexican pizza, as well as pico de gallo and several shredded chicken options. This after Taco Bell said in July other items were being trimmed as it was trying to create a more efficient service experience during the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Carter Page, who is a model American citizen, although I'm sure there's some people that may think differently, but that's okay. This is the whole truth and nothing but. A graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, a successful businessman. He even served his country clandestinely as a source for America's intelligence services. But all that was not enough to protect Carter Page when he had the temerity, how dare him, to support Donald Trump for president. Page's role as a foreign policy advisor to the campaign was minor. He never even met Donald Trump, yet he became a target of the FBI and career Justice Department officials who wanted to harass Trump, the candidate, and then unseat Trump, the president. In his new book, Abuse and Power, Carter Page himself tells the shocking and sordid story for the first time. Carter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Carter, first of all, let me say this up front. I want to thank you for your service to our government and to the American people. I don't know that I've heard that, expressed to you before, but I wanted to up front tell you how much I appreciate what you have done as a patriot and what you have done on behalf of the American people.
Thank you so much, Bill. And look, a lot of this story has been about false perceptions and false media accounts, and so I want to thank you as well. I know you're one of the relatively fewer people in that in the media realm who's willing to tell the truth. So.
Well, that's the basis of where we're about, Carter Page, is that we're about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And what I've appreciated about you constantly, whenever you are being hammered by people in the government and the bureaucracy, you always maintain this calm look about you. In fact, it was interesting because I was sharing with somebody else, I was showing them a picture of you, and they go, he kind of has that Nick Sandman kind of look. I said, yeah, but without the $250 million settlement.
we'll see. It's a long battle, and we'll see how things turn out in terms of some of my ongoing litigation as well. So
exactly. Well, let's talk about the beginning. How did you get involved with the Donald Trump campaign to begin with?
So I was a long supporter of then candidate Trump. I actually, believe it or not, my office is right next door to Trump Tower. So, I used to go to lunch all the time or the Starbucks all the time and downstairs in Trump Tower. And so, it was like when he came down the escalator, which I also, used to travel on the way to lunch, back in the summer of 2015, it was really exciting because, I knew what he stood for and, a lot of his accomplishments throughout his career. And so it was really exciting that someone would of that stature and with those skills in terms of being a real businessman, et cetera, would, you know, be willing to go, you know, throw their hat in the ring and be willing to fight the vicious battles that we know are kind of part and parcel of Washington. And although little did we know just how treacherous it would be. So, I, you know, I volunteered in, later in 2015 myself. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to, be selected just as a, you know, junior, volunteer for, you know, one of many committees that were put together on the Trump campaign in early 2016.
You mentioned the president's business acumen, which is quite obvious, and you and I are both business people, and we've been saying for a long time that what the bureaucracy, what D.C. needed was somebody who understood business that could be accountable. And here it is, you have this powerful force of Donald Trump, who didn't, you know, he wasn't beholden on the K Street investment people or the, influencers. He came in, he was his own man, and I believe that's what threatened the deep state and the bureaucracy, did it not?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and that's part of the reason why, you know, someone who's willing to question that status quo, I mean, it really represents a massive threat to this establishment, if you will. So I think, you know, it really was, in many ways, a vicious cycle.
Well, you talk about follow the money. I mean, Carter, there's so much money involved here in the federal government. I mean, what the number one zip code on the planet is right there next to D.C., because that's where all the influencers are. These are the people that have their tentacles in our treasury. And thank you very much. They're doing quite well while the rest of us continue to work hard for a living.
Yeah, it's always amazing when I pass through town there, just how, I mean, the number of upscale grocery stores, the luxury boutiques throughout the, both not only in Washington, D.C. Central, but, you know, in the, throughout the Beltway, whether it's, you know, in Maryland or Northern Virginia. It's truly extraordinary, the amount of wealth that has been accumulated there.
So here you are as a volunteer to the Trump campaign, and suddenly you're hearing your name. You're on the radar. What did you think initially?
So I, you know, it was really a revelation. I never could imagine how far, you know, to the full extent to which bad actors in Washington would go to really destroy people as a way of advancing their political and personal interests. And it really is a unholy alliance between the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, and in this case, in this historic operation, including the U.S. intelligence community in a way that had never been seen before in a U.S. presidential election.
This makes Watergate look like peanuts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no comparison. And particularly if you view it, Bill, from a historic standpoint in terms of what, you know, and a technology standpoint. I mean, you compare the minor spying that happened, you know, at the Watergate Hotel, et cetera, versus what actually happened in 2016 when the U.S. intelligence community, you know, with new technologies and the ability of the U.S. government to have such all-reaching and such deep infiltration into all aspects of a person's life. It's truly extraordinary. I mean, even on just a cell phone, right? You know, there's location tracker. There is, you know, the ability to wiretap all your communications, read all your text messages, hack all of your emails. You know, just breaking an entry in the Watergate Hotel is nothing by comparison to the extraordinary new technologies that the U.S. government has developed over the years, but also that the Obama-Biden administration, in conjunction with bad actors in the Democrat Party, as well as the U.S. intelligence community, were able to deploy as a way of stopping then-candidate Trump.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Carter Page after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
As terrorist groups ravage Nigeria, targeting thousands of Christians, believers are clinging to their hope in Christ as the Tide Ministry brings them the gospel in their native languages. The Tide programs encourage listeners with scriptural messages relevant to their circumstances. One program speaker discussed Romans 5:3-5, which says, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Persecuted Christians in Nigeria trust in and live out these words from Paul. The hope of Jesus Christ and presence of the Holy Spirit embolden them to stand for their faith, no matter the cost.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fresh and independent.
We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Carter Page continues with us. His new book, Abuse and Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President. I mean, to think that that's the headline, I mean, you know, and that's in your book, an attempted coup in 21st century America. This is absolutely mind-blowing, isn't it, Carter?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, what I find particularly mind-blowing, Bill, is the fact that, you know, it's been so many years since this was starting to get uncovered, and just the full extent of this wrongdoing is still not fully understood. And really, that's the reason I decided to write this book. You know, there have been slight drips as to what exactly was going on surrounding this terrible wrongdoing. I realized that it was essential to kind of give the full story and allow American voters and the American public to understand the full extent to which these people were willing to go to illegally influence a U.S. presidential election.
Exactly. It was been quite obvious that during the Obama-Biden era, it seems like all the three-letter agencies were weaponized, whether it was the IRS going after conservatives, Tea Party groups and that, EPA. I mean, it's just it all got weaponized. And because of that, I don't understand why Durham and others would want to stay away from the Oval Office, because we do know by personality Barack Obama was a, you know, he was the kind of leader that he was kind of a micromanager. And it was clear that he was aware, at least from my readings and what I've been able to study about this. How does this not go to the Oval Office?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question. And, you know, I think all of us, all America, or most Americans, I would say, who are in touch with reality, have been waiting for the full truth for a long time. And, you know, that's part of my objective in terms of telling this story now. But I think what is particularly encouraging, you know, if you read between the lines in terms of some of the initial steps now being taken by the Durham investigation. There was this infamous case from just a couple weeks ago in mid-August where the charging document against the first perpetrator who was brought to justice refers to what, quote, certain members of the Crossfire Hurricane team were doing all the way back in August 2016.
Right.
So there's, so the reality is, I think, you know, only a very powerful FBI lawyer has been started to get brought to justice. But it's clear, you know, as referred to in that charging document, that there are other people involved in this endeavor. And so, you know, yes, I think it's really essential that we get more of the full truth, and that's again part of the reason why I decided to write this book. But I'm cautiously optimistic that, you know, given the fact that they're now acting with much greater integrity than what we saw during the Rosenstein Sessions years at DOJ, that there's now some initial steps in the right direction.
Carter, can we expect the people who are the company men, like FBI Director Wray and others who have been company men, to be able to clean up this mess? Because we attempted to do it back in the 70s, and we're unable. I mean, there's just something about the system of, you know, the FBI, the CIA, you know, that just kind of lends itself to lean this way. And it's unfortunate that, you know, it just seems that I'm weary. I want to be optimistic because by default, I'm a very optimistic person. But I just don't see a serious enough move to really do some serious house cleaning on this, even more so than happened back in the early 70s.
Yeah, I think you're on to something very important, Bill. And unfortunately, I mean, there was a lot of aspects of your question. And again, it's part of the reason why I decided to write this book, is unfortunately there is so much covered in secrecy.
Yes.
So many top secret documents, which, you know, as you were alluding to, Director Wray has been very slow to provide to Congress. And I think, you know, many senior members of Congress are growing increasingly frustrated and increasingly increasing the pressure to, you know, have some transparency. But unfortunately, I think it is reflective of the challenges in the Washington swamp, where so many of these people have such intimate relationships. And I mean, to get, just give you an example, the new general counsel of the FBI is a lawyer, which Director Wray brought in, nominated, several weeks ago, and he recently took office. And this individual is none other than a law partner of both Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates.
Oh, wow.
Two of the people who were part of the FISA abuse, signing these false and, you know, seriously wrong FISA warrants to spy on myself as a way of infiltrating the Trump campaign. So, unfortunately, you know, it's not looking too good so far, but hopefully if members of Congress keep the pressure up, we may see some progress eventually.
Do FISA's judges not have the authority to be, I mean, I would think they'd be having somebody's butt right there in front of them real quick to get, you know, to get to the bottom of this and to, you know, censure, you know, disbar, do whatever they need to do in order to send a clear message. But that doesn't seem to be coming along soon.
Well, this, I get into this in Chapter 9 of my book, Bill. I mean, there are so many serious reforms that need to be done, as has been uncovered in this historic tragedy for America. And unfortunately, and you hit on it correctly, right? During the, you know, in the wake of the Watergate era, there were a lot of serious reforms that members of Congress were able to enact in terms of, you know, the very creation of this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA statute, was created in response to some of these bad acts. And unfortunately, you know, what we see now is even worse on so many levels, at such a higher level. And, you know, and the new tactics and the new dishonest approaches, I think, are truly extraordinary. So hopefully some steps might be taken to start addressing these problems.
Yeah, from the people and the entities that are the, you know, the caretakers of the rule of law, I mean, for them to abuse it like this, it almost makes you wonder if the lawlessness that's happening in the street of America isn't part and parcel of what has previously been, you know, thrust into the body politic.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. And unfortunately, this is part of the problem, right? When you have the Democrat Party getting away with these terrible acts, you know, again, it was four summers ago. We were just referring to, you know, the new evidence coming out about what was happening in August of 2016. And unfortunately, there's been very little accountability. So I think it sends a unfortunate message to certain leaders, and I use leaders in with quotes around it,
right.
But, you know, certain bad actors who feel like they're completely above the law, right, where there are two separate forms of justice that are used for people who are part of their network on the one hand versus just average Joe innocent Americans like myself. And so it really creates some serious problems, and it's unfortunately, a major vicious cycle.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for all, you know, that you've done on behalf of the country and what you've done with this book in terms of bringing, you know, the truth out. This is going to answer some questions, and it will cause more people to be increasingly uncomfortable because of what happened in our government and what you document in abuse and power. Carter Page, thank you for being with us. The book available in all the usual places, and we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
In individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's August jobs report just out this morning shows the U.S. economy added 1.4 million non-farm jobs last month, slightly more than the 1.35 million jobs economists surveyed by Bloomberg had been expecting. The unemployment rate fell sharply to 8.4% from 10.2% in July. Seven police officers in Rochester, New York are suspended 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. Just released body cam video shows the officers covering Daniel Prude's head and holding him down until he stopped breathing. His daughter, Tashira Prude, says the family wants the officers charged with murder.
I don't agree with this at all. I feel like this is wrong, this is unjust, and this has happened too many times.
The medical examiner ruled Prude's death as a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here in just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I got the Duck Commander with us, Phil Robertson, who we're going to be talking about his new book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. And we were just able to get a hold of Phil. I mean, he's been dealing with hurricane consequences and being out of power. And we've got people showing up saying, hey, look, I want you to baptize me. And God forbid that I would get in the middle of a baptism that the commander is doing here. But you were saying, Phil, that, you know, suddenly you've got, you know, tens of people, hundreds of people coming to the camp. Yep. There saying, hey, I want to be baptized.
It is a very interesting thing to watch, because used to, you know, you'd have to run through the brush and try to beat the trees down trying to get somebody to sit down for a Bible study. But these days, since this pandemic and all, I don't know exactly what's going on, the rioting in the streets, the looting, exactly, and all this lawlessness that we're seeing. Underneath all that, evidently, the one today, and this is almost every day, mm-hmm, I was pulled up to go through my gate, and I saw a gentleman sitting there in his vehicle. Mm-hmm. So I stopped. You got to remember, I'm armed with a Bible and a lot of ammo and, right, real weapons and Bibles just yes. going down the road in this day and time. But anyway,
well, especially you guys, you had a shooting here not that long ago. Somebody came and shot at the house, right?
Yeah. So people have driven by our houses and shot into them. So because of that, I mean, you know, when I'm giving a Bible lesson up there at uptown. It's a rough neighborhood, but I'm up there, people sleeping on the bridges, but we invite them all in, and so they can have a good meal. We point them to Jesus, so it's a pretty cool thing to watch. But Doc, this guy, I said, where are you from? He said, California.
Wow.
I said, I'm glad you showed up here. I said, well, what can I do for you? And he said, I want you to baptize me, Mr. Robertson. So there is still hope, even for California, man.
Amen, amen. And I'm in California right now. Let me tell you, it is absolute pandemonium. We've got Salon Gate going here. Nancy Pelosi, third chair away from the Oval Office, and she decides that you know, she doesn't have to adhere to the strict restrictions. And you know, I'm surprised the mayor there didn't turn off the water utilities, but she was allowed to get her hair done because, after all, she is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. I just instill in people, and someone says, so the book you wrote, the Jesus Politics, and the one before that, The Theft of America's Soul, and me doing what I do every day. Look, I've never owned a cell phone in my 74 years. I've never clicked onto the Internet, but I'm on the thing, and I'm glad people have cell phones. So all I'm trying to get them to do is follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Love God and love each other. Martinez,
yes.
I just don't see the downside of loving God and loving your neighbor, for crying out loud.
I'm with you on that 100%, Phil. You know, you were talking about, you know, and I've spoken with a couple of other, you know, pastors of major churches, and they're saying the same thing, that they, you know, they don't quite understand what's going on. But for me, see, what's going on is verse 2 of Genesis, and that is where the Spirit of God is hovering over that which was void and chaotic. We have a lot of chaos going on right now, and the Spirit of God is doing a finishing work, and right now you are harvesting some of that work with people, you know, coming, you know, thousands of miles to come, you know, to your camp here, because they want the truth, and they're not getting it from the mainstream media, they're not getting it from anybody else, but they're getting it from men and women of God like you and Kay.
Yep. You know that text in Romans 12, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual act of worship.
Yes.
So we've kind of got this thing boxed in by thinking if we just go to church, we fail to understand that we are the church.
Yes.
Each individual member. And when you're at work or whether you're at play or whatever, you just have to be a good witness and a good light to point people to God and say, man, you don't have to live like that. I mean, hey, let me show you what Jesus did for you. You know, we're talking life and immortality here.
Right.
But the guy this morning was as honest as the day is long. He was as honest as he could be. The other day, Sunday morning, they were there from, where were they? New Jersey. I told those people in New Jersey, I said, y'all came all the way from New Jersey for me to baptize y'all. I said, I know you're from New Jersey, but you look perfectly normal. Oh, did they laugh?
Oh, I bet. They said, yeah, we do, but the people from New York, you got to watch out, because they're escaping the ranch as fast as ever. I mean, you know, I'm based out of Florida these days, Phil, and we've got a lot of New Yorkers coming down into Florida in droves. I mean, to the point, a friend of mine there in New York told me, said, Bill, there's over 10,000 empty apartments in New York. When have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of it. In fact, Martinez, look, I've been on the earth 74 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually seen this kind of chaos in the streets and with this political situation. I mean, I have I won't believe it if these people go down the path and vote for this Democratic bunch and all this Karl Marx crap. I just will not believe that America has slipped that far that fast, but it worries me when I'm looking looking at what's going on in some of these cities of ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's most concerning is that, you know, the Democrats, they've done this. I mean, you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done, even though their former attorney general under Barack Obama, A.G. Holder, if you remember, he said there's no such thing. People don't, you know, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, how can there be no such thing as voter fraud when people keep getting arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud?
Well, sure. I mean, these people will do anything. I've never seen these kind of murders and lies, and Jesus said, the evil one is the father of murder and the father of lies. When he lies, he speaks his native language. That's John chapter 8.
Right.
But Jesus said, between the evil one, I think what we've got going here is spiritual warfare.
Without a doubt.
Martinez, I'm not sure that it's a political fix. Donald Trump can help. But I think unless the hearts of our country, unless the hearts of men and women change, I'm looking ahead. It does not look well to me.
Well, you know, for us, we win because we know the end chapter, but it's before that. We have a responsibility to God and to man to be men of faith and women of faith to live this out and do what God's called us to do. You know, this is a 2 Chronicles 7:14 moment for America. Really, we've been saying this since 9/11. There's been some adherence and some sensitivity, but I agree with you right now. We are at a critical crossroads, and I've said this before to other people, Phil, that, you know, occasionally there's moments and time that come that are so critical that a particular moment demands a specific action. And I believe that's where we are right now. And I believe that 2 Chronicles 7:14 that people have been reading, you know, repeating time again, if we will humble ourselves and pray, if people will actually follow what God's prescription has laid out for us in the Old Testament, there, then he will heal our land, and we could experience, I believe, a kind of a Nineveh moment that I refer to it, and that is a coming back and a return to God.
The good news is, Martinez, that I've met with Donald Trump, two in person, one on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had three little visits with him, not long, 10, 15 minutes each, but during those three meetings with me, with one Donald J. Trump, we spoke about spiritual matters the entire time.
Wow.
And he was listening carefully. He did not say, you know, this Bible stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, he was into it. He listened intently. So, and I gave him pretty well the full load, just like the guy this morning from California.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from the Duck Commander after this. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is sponsored by Regeneron. While life may feel different, monitoring your vision and attending eye care visits deemed necessary by your doctor remain essential. Blurry vision and worsening eyesight are just some symptoms that could be a sign of retinal diseases, like wet age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, or diabetic macular edema. Be proactive in your eye care and contact your eye doctor. Dr. Alan Ho, certified ophthalmologist and director of retina research at Wills Eye Hospital.
Eye care is essential, and it is critical to protect your vision. Retinal diseases can continue to progress with few symptoms and may lead to vision loss or even blindness. Retina specialists and eye care providers across the country are taking extra precautions to help keep you safe with sanitizing routines, face masks, social distancing, and reduced waiting room numbers. I encourage everyone to feel empowered to speak with their eye care team on how to safely manage eye health during this time.
Visit LookToYourFuture.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
As promised, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Phil Robertson, number one New York Times bestselling author. His brand new book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. Joe Biden has been talking about the soul of America, but I'm not sure, his comprehension and understanding of America's soul is consistent with the Word of God and what you and I are talking about, Phil.
That platform that they put out, the 110 pages, whatever it was, I tried to hold my nose and read through it, but I couldn't do it. Basically, what I think the voting public should do is don't vote for them unless they're God-fearing.
Mm-hmm.
Do they give more than just lip service to the king? A lot of them are saying, God bless America, but they don't really mean it. Do they protect religious liberty? If not, don't vote for them. Do they value and protect life? Anybody who will slaughter their own offspring, and a woman who would do that to their own children, I mean, I'm not going to vote for them, Martinez.
I'm with you. That's a deal breaker for me.
Support traditional notions of the family. Mm-hmm. Somebody said the other day, there's 40%. Left in America where you have a father and a mother. 40%, Martinez, 60%, no. Yeah. Well, you just think about it. These young bucks coming out of grade school and high school, going to college, I mean, if they've never been disciplined in their life,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how in the world, and I'm looking at them in the street and I'm thinking, some of these little girls are carrying signs that says, we're going to hell. And we're proud.
Yeah. Well, they have
no
idea.
What kind of mind, Martinez?
They have no idea. And the thing is, speaking of which, the women, have you realized how many women are at the front of those lines in the face of police yelling and screaming? I'm talking to friends. I go, what is going on with the women of America? Have they lost the sense? And one gal said it very appropriately. She says, the women have lost their way in how to become and how to be feminine. And I said, and the opposite is true as well. And that is that the era of being a gentleman has been lost, and we need to rebirth the idea of ladies and gentlemen in our culture, Phil.
We really do. I mean, it's getting so hard. That's why I mentioned loving God and loving your neighbor.
Yes.
In other words, Jesus said, you've heard it said long ago, thou shalt not murder, and whoever does that will be subject to judgment. He said, but I'm telling you that anybody who hates his brother is subject to judgment. I've never seen this kind of vitriol and hatred, but Martinez, if you look at it, just step back and look. We've been on this no God thing for about 60 years.
Yeah, longer than that, actually.
It started when I was about a sophomore in high school, and every time the Supreme Court would put another edict, and they basically just ran God out of the schools, and common sense and capitalism. So trust in God, trust in capitalism, and work hard. It's a rare thing these days.
I know. Surprisingly, that it is rare. Your book, Jesus Politics: How to Win Back the Soul of America, screamed to the top of the bestseller list on Amazon. Boy, that says something about the hunger of America, that what you are sharing in Jesus Politics is something that a majority of Americans want to hear and they need to hear, Phil.
All I know for sure is I've never seen this many people and coming to participate in the new birth. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. So somewhere out there, I figured, I asked Al and some of my family members, I said, well, if they're driving that far to be baptized in the river down here, I said, how many are not driving down here but are doing the same thing?
Exactly.
So I'm beginning to think, I told someone, unless there's a mass awakening, and we don't get back to God and loving each other and loving our God, that this whole thing is going to be a nightmare. I said that, you know, several years ago, but I'm beginning to think there may be a mass awakening happening, because in this morning there's proof of it. I was impressed. Let me put it that way.
Well, God is still on the throne, and he's in charge, and he is, as we said earlier, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos and bringing people to the light. It's up to us, people of faith, to do what we need to do to co-labor with God's intent. I was sharing with some men the other day is that, we need to sync up. You know, Phil, you know, we've learned this in serving in the military, that we have to sync up. You know, our time, we have to be synced up with God's clock. The book of Ecclesiastes talks about time and seasons, and this is an important time and season, and we need to understand, like the brothers Issachar, how they understood the times. We need to understand the times right now, because like you said earlier, I believe these times are very critical right now.
Martinez, if you look at it and step back a little bit, you say, hey, we've lost America. I never thought we'd do this. We have lost the ability to punish the wrongdoer.
Yes.
In other words, that Romans 13 talks about that the law enforcement, they're agents of wrath sent to punish the wrongdoer. We've got them somehow serving the public, but Romans 13 says they are servants of God sent to punish the wrongdoer. And he said, if you do what's right, they're not going to bother you. And
right.
Really, it is true. Mm-hmm. They're there to punish the wrongdoer, but we've lost the ability or the will to punish people who are sinful and who are rebelling against our own culture and breaking our laws. We can't punish them anymore, Martinez.
No, that's right. Well, Isaiah warned us, said, whoa. You know, and I always love, whoa. I mean, three-letter word, but you it comes screaming at you out of the Word of God. Whoa, on that day when you call evil good and good evil, to your point, right?
And
this is where we are.
That's the quagmire we're in, and it's a tough road to hoe. The psalmist says, you know, we ought to fear God and do what's right and obey him. He said, why do all these nations raise up and scoff at God? And it said, God laughs at them. And
he says,
you better be careful because his anger can flare up in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, in the book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America, bottom line, what is the big takeaway for the reader?
Pretty well, the big takeaway is things like in the way you live your life every day. Could my neighbor use a little help? It's an interesting thing that 1 Corinthians 13 is describing love, and it says love always protects. So could your neighbor use a little help? What will help him out? Or if something, if a bunch of thugs have gone in his yard and they're threatening to burn his house down, well, I would rally to my neighbor's defense around this joint.
Right.
Is there something I can do about poverty in my own city, you personally? In other words, we tend to pawn things off on government. But up there where we meet on Sunday morning and we keep up with them during the week, I mean, look, a lot of them, they're homeless because they want to be homeless. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are in a bind. But we reach out to them individually instead of waiting on some kind of government program to take care of them because, as you've noticed, Martinez, most of these government programs, so little money actually ends up doing what it's supposed to do.
Right.
So on a personal level, we're just going to have to be more reachable to the people around it. Is there a convict I could visit? I go to these prisons, the rehabs, because if you don't, a lot of them, you know, some kind of like government thing, it's just not working well. We're going to have to become closer and help each other. Am I friends with someone in a struggling marriage? Miss Kay and I have marriage seminars all the time, one-on-one, one-on-two.
Right.
So we invite people always to point them to Jesus, saying, look, I mean, look, I was 28 years old before I finally repented, Martinez, but the bottom line is we ought to be more, make it more personable between ourselves and our neighbors.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you think back, Phil, before I think you and I were born, it was the church that took care of the poor. And the government,
that's right.
The government came in and took the church out. And how's that been working for us? Even the war on poverty, talking with Bob Woodson.
I think it's a spiritual fix, Martinez, more than it is
without
a government fix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, because Jesus gave us the prescription and the example of what that looks like. We just need to follow the prescriptions. Like the kids used to tell me, you know, why don't you just do what Jesus says?
Yep.
Right?
Yep, that's where I am.
Yeah, I'm right with you. So in this period of time where we're coming to months and days away from a critical election, the other thing to keep in mind, people of faith, only half of the people that attend church today will actually register to vote. And of that half, only half again will actually go out and vote. That's a poor commentary on what God has called us to do, to be the light and salt to a fallen world.
Everybody that follows Jesus, they ought to get their tail up, and a lot of it's just laziness, but they ought to get their butts up off there, and they need to vote this time, because it says we're entering a dangerous zone here.
Without a doubt.
So I'm telling your listeners, you go out and whatever you do, vote Trump, let's get this month going, because if we don't, but there's hell to pay.
Well, without a doubt. Phil Robertson, number one New York Times bestselling author. His latest book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. It's available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Godspeed to you and Miss Kay, Phil. Appreciate it as always.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your